Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Bollweg. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Bollweg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Power. Groth reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Rivera moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shantz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field. Groth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Groth. DeMaestri moves to second. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz strikes out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner fires to first and has Rivera trapped. There's the throw to Jacobs, who tags Rivera for the out. Rivera moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bolweg hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Renna picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Renna. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso scores. Fain moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bolweg juggles the ball. That's an error on Bolweg. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Keegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jacob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of power. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bollweg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bollweg moves to second. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renna hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Bollweg scores. Finnegan goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-2, White Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Dittmar now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels now playing third base. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar takes first base on ball four. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bolweg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keegan for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Rena settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bolweg hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Rena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rena is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rena hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finnegan moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finnegan scores. Rena moves to third. It's 9-3, White Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Rena scores. Vallow moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-4, White Sox. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 3 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Art Dittmar. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 4 in the game. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Bollweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bollweg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bollweg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels juggles the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Jacobs moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Jacobs moves to third. Bollweg moves to second. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Renna strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.